Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us live on the line is State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello talking about this ongoing story when it comes to the governor, the investigation into his administration, and their handling of the nursing home crisis here in New York, and what is set to happen in the state legislature. Angelo, thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to start with, what pertains with your job and the state legislature and these emergency powers, and now it looks like Democrats in the state Senate are going to put forth a bill to limit those, to not fully strip them away, but at least to create something that would have oversight on future orders by the governor that could be acted upon next week. What do you know about this bill now that is being put forth in the Senate, and what are you anticipating happens next week?
What I know at this point is there is a bill. What is contained in it, it has not been released, and I will not speculate. But from my understanding and reading early this morning, what the Senate bill is going to do is curb the ability of the governor to unilaterally make decisions. As far as the specifics, they have not been released, so it would be almost impossible to speculate at this time.
All right. Now, stripping the executive powers is one thing, and we heard this earlier in an interview with Aaron Katursky in New York, that they can't really take that vote until they figure out what happens the next day. I mean, everything doesn't just reopen the next day, right?
Well, this would be until we know what's in the bill, and I keep repeating that, it's almost impossible to say what would happen the next day. The way things would normally work, which is not the most efficient, a bill is passed, and then there is chapter amendments to that bill once they realize. I think that what needs to be done, and hopefully there's some wisdom in the way the presentation is. You know, with Zoom nowadays, we're able to muster a session, either committee meetings or an actual floor session, in rapid time. So one of the criticisms I read this morning from the assembly side is the inability to get together quickly enough. Well, we don't have to drive to Albany anymore. So I think that's one issue that we don't have to worry about. Normally, it would go through various committees. Those committees would then have meetings and have questions which could modify. But let's get back to what the premise is and what happened. If I may, when the pandemic first started, people were unsure of what was happening, and the governor floated a bill to the legislature that would allocate $50 million to assist communities. At that time, without knowing the true issues with the COVID and the effects, $50 million sounded like a lot of money. They were tied together. There were attempts to limit the ability for the governor to have unilateral power. Every 30 days, he would have to come back to the assembly and ask for an extension, and we could discuss it. So there is ways to do this, whether we do it with a 30-day amendment so that we have the ability to analyze, but mandatory return with results, which could be the way to resolve that next day question that you asked.
You know, I'm looking at the very little that we do know about this bill, that, you know, it could create a commission of members of the State Assembly and Senate to oversee future orders, maybe give a stamp of approval on future orders that the governor makes. And I'm kind of wondering that if that bill passes, what difference we might see, because all throughout this process, and the governor has mentioned this over the past couple of weeks, there has been an ability by the legislature to strike down any of these orders, and it hasn't happened.
Well, the governor on that statement is absolutely correct. The difficulty is New York is becoming more divided with the party politics, R's versus D's. And my party, my caucus, has indicated that we would like to revisit the issue. It was the majority that did not want to revisit it. They did not want to challenge, which is their prerogative. I'm not being critical, but what I'm saying is it's possible, but the reality of it happening, I do not think would have ever happened. Even this morning, like I said, the assembly side is reluctant to put a bill forward. And we both know that, or we all know, the bill has to pass both houses, then the governor has to sign it. If the governor refuses or he vetoes it, there is a supermajority. The difficulty with commissions is who controls them. And the assembly and Senate represent all of the citizens of New York State. Yet the commission bills lately have been void of any minority participation. Minority, I mean by party, not by race. And again, if you have one viewpoint controlling, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, because there will not be an opportunity for discourse, discussion, and modification. So again, until I see what is included, what they mean by a commission, who the appointees are, but more importantly, who gets to appoint, because the majority of commissions, the majority of the members are appointed by the governor.
Angelo, what do you make of, the Post report last week on that call between top aides and Democratic state lawmakers?
Yes.
And now the Times Union report about the U.S. attorney, the FBI in Brooklyn investigating. Are things getting hot in Albany for the governor?
They are getting hot because it's coming from all sides, and individuals are standing up and talking. As an attorney and a retired judge, I it's hard to weigh in without all the facts. There's always two sides as to whether it's, I think an investigation is always warranted. It's got to be independent. And, you know, one of the difficulties is Melissa DeRosa, who seems to be the lightning point on all of this, her mother-in-law is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. So that is why the West Attorney General from New York, New Jersey is taking this. That's what I had read. But you know what they're not telling you? Is, and it was funny, I read this morning about they were now focusing on that last-minute addition to the bills to give nursing homes immunity. We were informed, and I read an article, Melissa DeRosa's father, one brother, and maybe two, worked for one of the largest lobbying firms that represent hospitals or the healthcare industry. So if you start connecting all the dots, let's look at the background. Let's look at what is really happening and who is in government. I think that is the larger issue. And how do we resolve this? We put term limits for the governor, term limits for the assembly, the Senate. We cannot have individuals making government full time for themselves as representatives. Demographics change, views change. And I think it's really time that we start pushing for term limits, which maybe will avoid all of this, because once you get too much power, you run into corruption, you run into issues. So there's bigger issues than just what is happening now. And I think that the bigger issues is who's controlling government.
Speaking with Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, I wanted to ask you one more before we let you go, Angelo. You know, this is all coming now, this heat on the governor, as it was kind of portrayed from within his own party. The talk about removing or at least having some oversight over some of these executive orders is happening now. But is it troubling to you that it seems to be happening only after, you know, some people in the legislature are maybe seeing that heat themselves over the nursing home issue, instead of a couple of weeks ago when we heard from the governor that he doesn't trust the experts, you know, those quotes during a news conference that was televised that I don't trust the experts and who cares when people died? I mean, shouldn't that have been a tipping point to say, you know, maybe we should take a closer look?
Well, yes. The short answer is yes. But I think, you know, this station has come to know how government works. And you need an individual with the courage of Ron Kim. And I like Ron. Ron has become a friend. We don't always agree on issues, but he's for the people. I mean, he is not for himself. So, yes, this should have raised a red flag. It should have raised a red flag when the Justice Department asked for this. And you know, the excuse that we created a void, okay, that's just avoiding what is being said. And people are not dumb. People understand. A void means we purposely misled you, so we didn't give you the information. That's what a void is. A void isn't we're sorry that we had a time lag in the information. So there were many red flags that went up. And it just seemed that, especially in Western New York, every time a judge ruled against the governor, he would change the rules. You know, and if I may add one more, I think where the investigation should go, and not on this, but our infrastructure in our computer systems, our software, it broke down for the unemployment. It's breaking down for vaccines. Distribution is breaking down. So maybe we have to, in addition to what's happening, when we get back to work, somebody's got to have the courage to say we've got to put money into investing in our footprint, our infrastructure, our software, so that these issues don't occur in the future.
Angela, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thanks so much. We'll be following this, every movement that comes out of these investigations. That's Angela Morinello, State Assemblyman.